Training Camp Central is brought to you by Xfinity.
Hey everybody, Jeff and Tom back at training camp as we continue our look at the Bears front seven. Let's go inside now at the linebacker position. Jarrell Freeman, I got to believe, is one of the most underrated linebackers in all of professional football, Pro Football Focus. And if you're into that stuff or not, they do watch a lot of tape. They ranked him as the best inside linebacker a season ago, and he didn't even play a whole season. The guy's always around the ball, and as much acclaim as Danny Trevathan got when he was signed by the Bears for his pairing with Freeman last season, I think Freeman is underrated. I really do.
Oh, I agree. I don't think he gets the credit he deserves, because you think of the responsibilities of the inside linebacker position in a defense led by Vic Fangio. He's always had great linebackers, and he's got two more on the inside with the Chicago Bears that can fly all over the field. They can go width of the field as quickly as any two linebackers in the league, and that they can support the line of scrimmage as powerful as any linebackers in the league. It's going to be nice to watch these guys as they're exposed to their second time around with Vic Fangio. But, you know, there's other guys waiting in the wings for their opportunities.
Well, you look at that Minnesota game at Soldier Field last year, they were healthy together, and they did a heck of a job together. So I'd love to see them get more time together, Trevathan being healthy and Freeman, you know, working with him.
Yeah. You know, one of the key elements to how inside linebackers play is how the defensive line play in front of them. And then you look at the size of the group that they have led by Akeem Hicks. If they can protect these linebackers another half second more, you may see a significant increase in their total of tackles by the end of the year. So that is a key element here, is they need to work as well as the defensive lineman works in front of them.
And we've got a four-pack of guys that have been in the system, and they know what they're doing. They also are valuable on special teams, and we can go right down the list. And I know we both are very fond of John Timu. We got Jonathan Anderson, who's a very good athlete. Yeah, you've got Nick Kwiatkowski, who got exceptional playing time last year, growing every day at that position, and Christian Jones, who keeps finding new places to play every year. Hopefully he just stays at one, and maybe it's this inside linebacker position.
Right, and you know, I would like to see Christian Jones have the ability to stay at one position throughout an entire season, because he's got the skills to play in the NFL, but eventually, Jeff, you got to be left at one position and watch your growth pattern from there. He's played outside, he's played inside, he's contributed to every portion of the special teams, but if Christian Jones can sit at one position for the entirety of a season, his upside is huge, because he's a heck of an athlete, he's a very good tackler, and he's demonstrated it early in training camp.
Tom often says John Timu's got the best instincts of a guy that you could possibly want.
First step recognition by John Timu is second to none. He really has an understanding of the flow of offenses. He can get in motion quickly, and the key element to that is he can bring a lot of other bodies with him. If there's guys trying to interpret what the offense is doing, watch Timu. He'll take you to the play.
All right, it's that Bears front seven. Very, very talented. Lots of options for Vic Fangio to spin his magic in the 2017 season. For Tom Thayer, I'm Jeff Joniak. Thanks for watching.